This year should be a special schus arvin arvin marazi sheyichyu, and lilu nishmas maris hester vas rib shmuel, and is based on Torah that I received from our rabbi Agona Gadol Ruchai Meir Horowitz Shlita, Parsha Shmos. It says vaitzav par l'chol amo, par commanded his whole nation, lay more to say, kol ben hayilod hayorat hashlichuhu. And all the sons you should throw in the river. So we see that Paro made two gzeros. First he made a gzer on the mialdos to kill the ubrim b'shas leidasam, to kill the fetuses before the mother gives birth. And then afterwards he was gozer al Yisrael to cast their babies that were already born into the Yaor, the Panim Yafos, and Parshas Shmos, and the Pasuk Vatikach lo tevas gomeh asks that it would appear that the gzera was that the Jews themselves, not just the Mialdos, the Jews themselves are supposed to throw the children into the Yaor, the babies into the Yaor, into the river. So I understand that when Paro commanded to kill the Ubrim, Yocheved and Miriam did not have to listen. They did not have to be Moser Nefesh, because Jews are not Musar ala Ubrim, assuming they had a din of a Jew. That already we discussed at length in a previous year. We're not going to go there right now. But assuming that they weren't chayiv to be Moser Nefesh for these Ubrim, nevertheless, b'tzidkasam masur nafsham al ze. Nevertheless, in their tzidkus, they were Moser Nefesh on this. However, that Paro was gozer to kol ben hayilod hayorat hashlichuhu, so it could be that for Ubrim they didn't have to give up their lives. For Ubrim, Yisrael eino musar ala Ubrim, so b'tzidkasam they were moser nefesh. But that Paro commanded that kol ben hayilod hayorat hashlichuhu, that every child that's born, every son that's born, to throw him in the river, that's murder. That's murder. That you have to give up your life for. And even B'nai Noach have to give up their life for that. Because even by B'nai Noach, there's a svar of Maidach Maichazi Didamit Lidach Sumak Tvei, who says your blood is redder. Maybe the other person's blood is redder. So a Ben Noach also has to give up his life before killing somebody else. So, say if they're considered Yisraeli, or say if they're considered Goyos, doesn't matter. How are they possibly allowed, Jewish women, to put their children in the Yaor? We don't find that there was a rebellion, that they were Moser Nefesh for this. And we talk of find that Yocheved did put Moshe in the Yaor. So how is that possible? Why weren't they Moser Nefesh? How are you allowed to kill in order to save your life? So, oh, I'm saving my life. You're saving your life, Beseder. But you're not allowed to save your life at someone else's expense. So here they're saving their lives at the expense of the living children that they're not allowed to do. So that's the kasha of the Panim Yafos. How come they weren't Moser Nefesh to save these children? So in the second teretz, the Panim Yafos is Mechadish, a big chiddush, and that is that since a child before 30 days is a suffik nefel, he's a suffik stillborn, a person is not mechuyav limsar nafsho al suffik nefel, because ain suffik nefesh doche vadai nefesh, because a doubtful nefesh is not doche, a suffik nefesh is not doche vadai nefesh. So the baby is under 30 days, he's a suffik nefesh, and that's not doche, the vadai nefesh. And if they would not have thrown the babies into the river, the mitzrim would have killed the parents, and therefore was mutter to throw the babies in the river. And that explains how Yocheved put Moshe in the box, in the teva, besoch hayor, because she wanted to save her life, that you're allowed to do that, because this is a suffik nefel, and you're a vadai, and the vadai being doche suffik, you're allowed to do so. So this is a huge chiddush. Number one, we have to understand. It says in the Mishnah Nalos, Mishnah 6, in the 7th perek, it says that if a woman is having trouble giving birth and her life is in danger, so as long as the baby is still inside, then you can kill the baby to save the mother. But if the baby comes out, or if the baby comes out, then you have to let the baby live, even if it means the mother is going to die, because ain't doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. So the question is, if the Panim Yafos is correct, that a child until 30 days has a din of a suffik nefel, ma pitom, the baby's endangering the mother, and the baby's a suffik nefesh, so why don't we go with the vadai? Vadai nefesh being doche suffik nefesh. The mother is a vadai, and the baby, according to the Panim Yafos, is a suffik, so why don't we kill the baby in order to save the mother? And yet the Mishnah says that we don't, so it's a big kasha on the Panim Yafos. And this kasha was already asked by the Ma'ari Pik in the Tshuvas, No, the Behudin Choshen Mishpat in Simon Nun tes, and because of this kasha, he says that, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? You know when it says in the Mishnah? You know when it says in the Mishnah that Yatza Rubo ain't no gimbal, but he docha nefesh, mipin nefesh, you let the baby live. And you don't kill the baby in order to save the mother. That's talking about when you know that the baby went the full nine. Kalu lo chadashav. Only in such a case are you allowed to let the baby, do we let the baby live and not touch the baby in order to save the mother. But if you don't know, then you're allowed to kill the baby. If you don't know if kalu lo chadashav, then you're allowed to kill the baby because it's a suffix nefil, because it's a suffix stillborn. But the Nod Behuda writes that even if you don't know shekalu lo chadashav, nevertheless, ain't no gimbo. Why? Because rov hanoladim b'nei kayama heim. Most babies that are born are viable, and they're not nefels, they are not stillborns, and therefore we go basar ruba, we go after the rov, v'daininan le, and we judge the baby as a nefesh gamor. So the Noda Behuda doesn't accept the panim yafos. The Noda Behuda understands that we go after the rov. Rov babies are not nefels, and therefore you are not allowed to touch the baby, harm the baby, in order to save the mother. And then according to the Noda Behuda, you are left with the kasha. If we go after the rov, and most babies are viable, then what heter was there for the ladies to throw their children in the river to save their own lives? Aye, the Panim Yafis wanted to say Safik Nefil, but the Noda Behuda doesn't accept that. Noda Behuda says we follow the rov, and rov kids, rov babies live, and therefore you're not allowed to harm the baby in order to save the mother. So we have to understand, according to the Noda Behuda, what the heter was to put the children in the river. And we also have to understand why the Panim Yafos doesn't say we go after the rov. And the Noda Behuda says, most kids are viable, most kids aren't nefils. So therefore you have to follow the rov. And the Panim Yafos says, no, suffix nefil. What about the rov? That's one ha'ara. Another ha'ara is the Kesef Mishnah writes, in the fifth parak of Yisori HaTorah, Halacha Hey, that even though in Psachim 25b we say that the reason that that a person is chayav limsar nefesh al isarit sicha is because of the following svara. What's the svara? My chazitz de damach didak sumak tfei, dilma damadahu gavr sumak tfei. How do you know that your blood is redder? Maybe the other guy's blood is redder. Meaning that maybe the other guy's life has more value in the eyes of Hashem. Who says your life has more value? So that's the svara of the Gemara. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the very famous Kesef Mishnah, we spoke about it in the past. Even though that's the svara of the Gemara, nevertheless, even when there's svara, it does not exist. Like Ba'ofen Shebelav Achi Hasheni Yahareg, in an instance where anyway the second guy is going to be killed. So then one would say, I can kill him because my chazis, why is my blood redder than his? I'll tell you why, because anyway he's going to be killed, so I might as well kill him myself in order to save my life. But it says the Kesef Mishnah doesn't fly. Even in such a case where the svara doesn't apply, like for example where the other guy is going to be killed, and it's a Kabbalah biyad chazal that a person is chay of limsor nefesh mishum chomer averas ritzicha, that one is obligated to give up his life in order to not to murder somebody else, even if we have reason to believe that your blood is redder than his, is more red than his. Nevertheless, one is chayav to be moiser nefesh mishum chomer averat retzicha. And with this he explains how the Rambam paskins that if you have a group of people in the Goyim said, hey, give us plenty almoni, and if not, we're going to kill you all. The Rambam paskins, like Reish Lakish, you're now going to give him over. There's no svar of my chazis, because anyway the guy's going to be killed. So if anyway the guy's going to be killed, then what's the point of not giving him over? What's the point of not giving him over? You're going to save your life, and his life is gone anyway. He's a goner anyway. So what's the answer? The answer is, Bechreach, we have to say that the answer is that the Rambam holds that even when the Svar of Maichosis doesn't apply, Nevertheless, you're still not allowed to cause somebody else to be killed in order to save your own life. That's the Kesef Mishnah. So the Trumas HaDeshen and Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes writes that in a case where there's a suffek, if there's a chi of Mesiris Nefesh, we don't say suffek nefashis lahakel. That b'makom kiddush Hashem, the Torah didn't have rachmanus al ibud nefesh miYisrael. The moment we're in the case of chi of Mesiris Nefesh, we don't say suffek nefashis lahakel, because chi of Mesiris Nefesh is not a case where the Torah was merachem al ibud nefesh miYisrael. There's a case where the Torah says that we should give up our lives. And the Prima Gadim writes in the Tevas Gama and Parshas Vayeshev, copied by Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Gilion L'Shulchan Aruch Yeridei and Simon Kufnan Zayin, Shemisha Goy Onsa Lavo Al Safek Erva, somebody who a Goy is forcing him to go Al Safek Erva, she's only a Safek if she's an Erva, she's a Safek if she's a married woman or a close relative. So nevertheless, he's Chayev to be Moser Nefesh, because we don't say Safek Nefashos L'Hakel. And he's mitzayin to the Shach in Yeridei Kufin and Zayin Tziv Katan Aleph, who copies the Turbas Hadesh and Ayin Sham. So according to this, we have to understand it's true that we can say that the Svara of the Panim Yafos is that we have a Svara. What's the Panim Yafos say? We have a Safik Nefesh Mul Vaday Nefesh. So there's no Maichazis, because you have a Safik and there's a Vaday. The child is a Safik and the mother is a vaday. Nevertheless, mishum chomer averas ritzicha, when you have a case of the severity of murder, gam b'safek nefesh, there is a chiyuv of mesiris nefesh v'harig val yavur k'divrei HaTrumas HaDeshen. So since we're dealing here with such a serious infraction, a serious violation of ritzicha, you're not makel in a case of suffik. You don't say suffik nefashis lahakel. Here you have to go to churman. You have to be yaharig val yavur. You have to die first. So you're right. This is only a suffik nefel, and you're right. You're a vadai. But still, since we're dealing here with suffik averis ritzicha, that you're going to be committing murder, so therefore we don't care that the child is only a suffik nefesh. But you have to be machmir, because the Trumas HaDeshen says that we're dealing with Yaharig Vayavur, you have to be machmir. We don't say Safik Nefashis Lahakel. So if that's true, then the Kasha, the Panim Yafos, comes back. How could they throw the babies in the Or? Ah, you're going to tell me Safik Nefesh Mulvaday, but we're not makel in cases of Safik when we're dealing with Ritzicha, like the Yisod of the Trumas HaDeshen. So then we're back to our kasha, and our kasha is how on earth could they throw the babies in the river? What right do they have to do so? So our Rav Horowitz Shlita is mitarets as follows. Kedarko, he likes to say, with 4 hakdamas, with 5 hakdamas, with 6 hakdamas. First, we have to have a few yesodos, a few principles, and then if we put everything together, we're going to have a teretz, and everything's going to be understood. And we just asked 2 kashas, right? We had this latter kasha based on the Trumas HaDeshen, and then with the other kasha, why we don't follow the rov. So Mirtzah Shem, we are going to be miyashev these 2 kashas of the Trumas HaDeshen, that you have to be machmir cases of suffolk, and the rov, why you're not following rov and assume that the baby's not an afil. We can answer that with 4 hakdamos. Hakdama number 1 is the tzlach in Sanhedrin 59b, the Ramaslu Venera, the Prima Gadim, and Yaradea Simon Samach Beis, and Mishmitzos Zav, Siv Katan Aleph, their Machadesh, a chiddush. And that is Sheb Bnei Noach, Lo Azlinan Basar Rov. That by Yisrael it says Acharei Rabim Lahatos, only by a Jew it says Acharei Rabim Lahatos, but not by a Goy. Goyim don't have rov. Kach kosev aprima godim b'shar tarovus b'tchilas v'chakira shlishis v'yein b'divrei hagon. Rav Landa, the son of the Noda B'Yehuda and Noda B'Yitanyana ben Ezra Simon Menbeis, who learns like the Prima Godim, b'nei Noach lo azlinam basar rovus. So that's Yisod number 1. That's Hakdama number 1. That by B'nai Noach, we don't follow the rov. However, the Prima Gadim doesn't say that always, just about Ruba de Isa Kamon, a rov that's in front of us that we learn from Acharei Rabim Lahatos. But Tzlach learns that even Ruba de Lesa Kamon, and Adarabba, it's more Pashat that Ruba de Lesa Kamon, a rov that's not in front of us, that by Bnei Noach you don't follow the Rov, Ayin Sham. So we see in the Shaul HaMeshiv Madura Kama Chelek Gimel Simen Reish Aleph She Yoser Pashat Loimar She Baruba Delesa Kamon, that if the Rov isn't in front of us, we don't follow the Rov by Bnei Noach. So again, you have now that by Bnei Noach we don't follow Rovs, even Ruba Delesa Kamon, a Rov that's not in front of us. The Mishnah LeMelech, this is the third Hakdama, in his Sefer Parashas Drachim, B'derech HaAsara, Mitrusheni, Divra Maschi, B'dada Mashma, brought by the Mari Chuli, the Magia, and the Magid Mishnah LeMelech, and Perek Yud, Melchus Melech, Melech HaBeis, that even though we say in Sanhedrin 74b that a Goy is in Chayv and Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, nevertheless, B'Avon Ritzicha is Chayv L'Msar Nafsho, because even by a Goy, there's a Svara of Mai Chazis. Mar HaShiafa argues with this. He also said a Goy is not Mechuyiv L'Msar Nafsho, L'Avon Ritzicha, but the Mishnah LeMelech holds that Goy is a Metzua HaKadosh Hashem, but when it comes to Oven Ritzicha, he has to be Moiser Nefesh, because even by a Goy, there's a Svar of who says your blood is redder? So therefore, Goy has to be Moiser Nefesh. So we learn that Al Kopanim, if there's no Svara of my Chazis, if there's a Svara of my Chazis, the Goy has to give up his life. But if there's no Svara of my Chazis, how do you know your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder? Meaning, in a case where you know that your blood is redder, then the goy isn't mechuyav l'msor nafsho. Only if you have the svar of my chazis, who says your blood is redder, then he's chayav l'msor nafsho. But if not, not. That's hakdama number three. Hakdama number four is famously what the achronim talk about, which we've discussed many times in our shiurim. What's the din of kodin matan Torah? Kodin matan Torah, did the avos have a din Yisrael or a din of Ben Noach? The Mishnah LeMelech in his Sefer Parashas Terachim, Bederach HaSarim is Marich Bezeh. In the Ramban, in his Parash Al Torah, Parashas told us, in the Pasuk Eikev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli writes that in Chutz Laretz, Nagu HaAvos HaKadoshim Kitin Ben Noach Gam Lekula, and for this reason, Jacob married two sisters. Okay, those are the four Hakdamas. So the Or Kolze, in light of everything we just learned, comes out as follows, that since by Bnei Noach we don't go after the Rov, so any baby under 30 days old is going to be a Suffolk Nefil. And even though Rov Vlados are Bnei Kayama by Bnei Noach, we don't follow the Rov. And even though it's a Ruba Delesa Kaman, doesn't matter, because the Tzlach says, even Ruba Delesa Kaman, we don't follow the Rov by Bnei Noach. So every Tinoch before 30 days has a din of a Suffolk Nefil. And since a Ben Noach is not Chayav Limsar Nafsho, Alav and Ritzicha, unless there's a Svar of my Chazis, so if there's a Suffolk Nefesh against the Vaday Nefesh is preferable, because there's no my Chazis. And since the Din of Bnei Yisrael by Mitzrayim was Kedin Bnei Noach, Vafilu Likula, they have a Din of Bnei Noach, it was mutter for the Jewish people in Mitzrayim to throw their kids into the Yor. Why? Because there's no Rov. Assume the baby might be a Nefil. The baby might be an Ephel, and there's no Svar of my Chazis, because you know that your blood is redder, because you're only in Suffolk and you're a Vadai. Mamele, you're allowed to save your life. So now we understand the Mishnah Naholos, that in Uber Shotzi Rosho ain't Nogimbo. Because there we can say that why ain't Nogimbo? Because Rova and Noladim are Bnei Kayama. Because there we're talking about a Ben Yisrael, and we go after the Rov. So in Achinami, but the Panim Yafas is talking about a Bnei Aben Noach. So that's the first teretz. The first teretz is that they have a din of Ben Noach, and a Ben Noach is not allowed to kill an Ubar, but when it comes to saving their lives, they're allowed to kill the Ubar in order to save their lives, because it's only a Suffolk Nefesh against their Vaday Nefesh, and Mimela, that was what was matter them to put the children into the Yor. So that is part one of this discussion. However, in the next part, we have more Neflos Hashem to present. Emirtz Hashem. This was Neflos. We're going to have more Neflos. And please stay tuned. Emirtz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.